Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're going to talk about pizza. I feel it's my obligation to bring back the pizza song from the iconic Dick Biondi. So a small clip. An appetizer, if you will. 720 WGN. I'm John Landecker, and with us is Steve Dolinsky. Hey, Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
I'm very familiar with your work. I mean, I bet most of us are. You're currently the food guy at Channel 5, is that correct?
That is correct. Right. I've been there since the summer, Thursday at 10.
And you also did some time as... Maybe that's the wrong term. At Channel 7?
17 years? I guess so.
Hey, did you take...
Some people became almost adults in that time, but yes.
Wait a minute. Who was the guy that did, as you can tell, really prepared?
James Ward?
Yes. Wasn't... No. Is that the Flourishes and oh my! The guy went around. He was at Channel 7.
Yeah, James Ward was at Channel 7. He had the red glasses.
That's
chow chow for now. He
chow
was there for about 20 years.
Yes, chow chow for now.
And then he was at Friday at 10.
Yeah,
and then I started doing weekdays at 11. And then eventually he retired, and I took over the 10 o'clock spot there. I'm at Channel 5.
How does that work? You just get to go to any restaurant you want, and then you don't tell them you're coming, do you?
Nope. My job, a lot of people think I'm a food critic.
Oh, you're not.
I'm not reviewing restaurants per se.
I gotcha.
I'm not giving ratings. I'm looking for stories about food. So food is my beat, and I'm looking for interesting dishes, ingredients, trends, cool bakeries, anything in the sort of in the food space.
Well, you have narrowed it down to, in this particular case, to pizza. What is the first motivation that you had to direct your attention on pizza as opposed to all these other avenues of restaurant consumption? I mean, we got a lot of food here in Chicago. What brought you to the pizza?
Chicago has a very interesting relationship with pizza, and I've lived in Chicago now for 30 years, and I didn't grow up in Chicago, so I don't have those, so what I call the Peeg syndrome, the pizza I grew up eating syndrome, where... You know, if you're from Homewood or Flossmoor, you know, Aurelio's is the greatest pizza in the world.
Right.
From the North Shore,
right.
Barnaby's is the greatest pizza in the world. So I don't have those biases built in. So I came to Chicago sort of clear-eyed, no sacred cows, and I kept seeing the same lists over and over. These are the 7 greatest pizza places, blah, blah, blah. And I also saw all the East Coast sort of New York-based comedy writers continuing to dump on Chicago, saying, oh, it's a punchline, it's stuffed pizza, it's an above-ground outdoor pool, it's a boat anchor, blah, blah, blah. And so I just felt like there's so much more in Chicago than just those typical punchlines. And then during COVID, I saw all these amazing pizzerias coming out of the woodwork because a lot of chefs had been either laid off or furloughed, and they're looking for something else, and pizza made a lot of sense during COVID. And that's why I wrote this second book, The Ultimate Chicago Pizza Guide, because I saw, you know, 3 dozen new pizza places. And that's kind of why I wanted to sort of share that information with the world.
You know, you just took me back to a news story. It must have been almost 2 years ago, but the whole effect of COVID increasing the sales of pizza dramatically because you could have it delivered. I'm guessing that's the reason why. I know that I ordered way more pizza or ate more pizza and have still eating the pizza during whatever we're in now and probably will for a long time. But yeah, as you say.
Without a doubt, because it's affordable, it's approachable,
mm-hmm.
you can get it delivered.
Right.
It checks all the boxes. You know, if you're vegetarian, if you're a meat eater, it satisfies everything. And so we just felt it was time. You know, I have a pizza tour business. I've written a couple of books. I got a podcast about pizza. I just felt like we should do a festival about pizza finally.
I think this is a great idea. I think this is just awesome. And when will you, so we're going to have a Chicago Pizza Fest. Is that?
Yep, it's called the Pizza City Fest. because everything we do is Pete the City in our company, and so Pete the City Fest Chicago is the first one. It's July 23rd and 24th in the West Loop at Plumbers Hall in the parking lot. More information at PeteTheCityFest.com. We're going to have 20 pizza makers each day, Saturday and Sunday, but 40 total. So 20 on Saturday, 20 different ones on Sunday. Each oven, and this is the cool thing about this event, was a lot of times I've seen pizza festivals where they bring the pizzas already cooked.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to actually make the pizzas there. So you're going to have fresh Vito and Nick's, fresh Home Run Inn, fresh Lou Malnati's. You know, so many great pizza places are going to be at this. Pizza-friendly pizza, pizza fried chicken ice cream, sort of the new cool kids, and then the old school places. And each oven is a different style, with two pizzerias attached to it. So oven one will be tavern style. Oven two will be deep dish, et cetera. Sicilian, Detroit style, Roman. This is what I get excited about when I talk about Chicago pizza, is that we have all these different styles that New York City just simply does not have.
Right.
And so you'll see all these different styles all in one place. There's a VIP section with two extra pizza makers and an extra oven, but unfortunately all the VIP tickets have been sold at this point. So we're still doing early bird for the next week and a half, $49 for 18 pizzerias. You can either do a two-day or a Saturday or a Sunday.
Let me just back up here. You mentioned something about an ice cream. No?
Ice cream. Oh, yes. There's a pizzeria in Bridgeport called Pizza Fried Chicken Ice Cream, and they make some of the best tavern-style thin pizza I've ever had in Chicago, as good as Pat's, as good as Vito and Nick's, and in some cases better. So I think...
But there's no ice
cream. Ice cream is a,
there's no ice cream
involved.
Well,
they sell ice cream at the store.
Oh, well, you know...
In Bridgeport.
Right, but it's not part of the pizza.
Not part of the pizza, no. Neither is fried chicken.
You know... the only reason I went back for that is, you know, in the past few years at county fairs, state fairs, whatever, you can get fried ice cream, deep fried ice cream. So I thought maybe it had crossed over into the pizza topping world, and I'm glad to hear that it hasn't. I mean, how would you do that anyway?
It's going to be a lot of sausage and giardiniera, as the Chicago Pizza Fest should be.
And you're
we're also going to do educational seminars, by the way.
Yes, tell us about that.
So we've got we're flying in some of the best pizza makers in the country. Chris
crazy.
Bianco from Pizzeria Bianco in Phoenix, Dan Richer from Razza in Jersey City, Tony Gemignani from San Francisco. And these are like the premier pizza people in the country. And so panels are going to be called. There's one called the Dough Whisperers, where they're going to talk about making great pizza. We've got Robert from Robert's Pizza Company in Chicago talking about how to make great pizza at home on your home oven. We're going to do a panel with a great Chicago historian, Peter Regas, and Mark Malnati, chairman of Malnati's, about who created deep dish pizza, where did that actually come from. So a little bit of a history lesson. We're going to do a women in pizza panel. So it's really, it's sort of eating pizza, but also teaching people about pizza and history and where Chicago fits into that.
I love it. I love so much energy being extended towards pizza. I just think it's fantastic. And I was looking... Well, go ahead.
Well, I just think it's about time. Like, I'm just I've lived in Chicago for 30 years. I hear the same old tropes.
Yes, I know.
You know, deep dish, blah, blah, blah. And nobody's ever come out and said, like, hey, we've got to do a festival that celebrates Chicago pizza. You know, 39 of these pizzerias are from Chicago, sort of city proper. You know, there's one from Oak Lawn. And, of course, Lou's is everywhere. But they're all from the city. I've got one guy from Nashville driving up who makes the most amazing Sicilian focaccia. If anybody has Sicilian relatives, they're going to go nuts for St. Vito Focacceria from Nashville. But 39 of these 40 are from Chicago, and a lot of them just don't get the love in the press. You know, you see the same six or seven places typically, but I really wanted to highlight some of the old school, like I said, Vito and Nick's Home Run Inn, and some of the new cool kids, like the pizza.
Yeah.
There's a place called Pizza Friendly Pizza in Ukrainian Village, and then Pizza Fried Chicken Ice Cream in Bridgeport.
We're talking with Steve Dolinsky, who's putting together the Chicago Pizza Fest. As you can hear, we're talking about it now. When is the fest?
So it's July 23rd and 24th. You can do either one day or buy a two-day ticket, and it's Pizza City Fest. .com has all the information. The lineup is there, all the seminars, and you can kind of see, like, if you're a person who grew up on Lou's.
Yes.
You know, you don't need to necessarily eat Lou's at the festival.
Right.
You might want to try something else. So, like, here's the cool thing about this festival. Northsiders could taste Vito and Nick's from 84th and Pulaski or Palermo's 95th.
Yeah.
Right? Or Home Run Inn.
Yeah.
On the south side and vice versa. And if you're from the south side, you can go and get Pat's Pizza, which is one of the best taverns on the north side, or, you know, something else from the north side you might not have typically in your repertoire. So that's what I want to happen. I want to bridge these gaps because, as you know, in Chicago, you know, the best pizza in the world is the one you grew up with. It's the one near your house. It's the one where your kid's school is. It's typically the one in your neighborhood. And I just feel like not enough people get out and experience pizza like they should in Chicago. And so you're going to get to see, like I said, Roman style, Detroit style, artisan, Neapolitan, typically just don't see in your neighborhood.
There's deep dish, and then there's you diving deep into pizza. Thank you. Trademark. I see some of the topics, the panels and the guests that you have coming in, some of the book titles that they've written, which gives an indication into the, I guess the serious nature of the topic, Modernist Pizza, Women in Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
What you said earlier, who really created deep dish, how to make a great pizza at home. It's just fantastic. I think that's...
Yeah, it's really... Well, I took this idea from... There's a Food & Wine magazine does a festival every year in Aspen called the Food & Wine Classic, or the Aspen Classic. And I've been a moderator at that event many years, and they have the sort of the tasting part for people who just like eating and drinking wine. And then they have the educational part for the industry people, for the business side of it.
Yeah.
And you talk about best practices. And so I kind of wanted to have both of those. I wanted people who are just passionate about eating different pizzas, but then I also wanted to have this educational component where if you were interested in making pizza at home or learning about, you know, where did deep dish actually come from, there's a great story that we're going to tell at this event about how Ike Sewell did not actually create deep dish. It was Rick Ricardo with the help of Adolfo Malnati. And I really want to get to the bottom of all these myths in Chicago. There's so many urban myths that happen and are propagated. And for once and for all, we're going to sort of set the record straight, and we're also going to help people figure out how to make better pizza at home, how to appreciate better pizza, what goes into making great dough. And then if they want to just buy a book, like I said, Modernist Pizza is this three-volume tome written by these crazy people in Seattle. The executive chef Francisco Magoya is going to be one of the moderators there. We're going to be raffling off one of these books for charity for Slice Out Hunger. And then we've got Dan Richer from Jersey City, who's got a brand new book called The Joy of Pizza. He'll be signing books. Here's the other cool thing, we've just confirmed these yesterday. We've got some of these visiting pizza experts are going to be doing dinners in Chicago just that weekend. So, for example, Dan Richer, the guy I just mentioned, is going to be doing a dinner at Alla Vita in the West Loop one night only. And Tony Gemignani from San Francisco is going to do a one night only at Robert's Pizza. So we're going to have these cool pizza dinners happening in Chicago outside of the festival.
Well, it sounds fantastic. Once again, how do you get tickets? Just so we can remind folks.
Pizza City Fest. PizzaCityFest.com.
All right.
And like I said, July 23rd, 24th, you can pick whatever kind of ticket you want to get there.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Thanks so much for being with us, and best of luck with that Pizza Fest. That's Steve Dolinsky. Yes, you have heard of him. 13-time James Beard Award-winning food reporter, as I said at the beginning of it. The food guy right now at NBC5. And this just sounds like the greatest thing in a long time.